Hello and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said. We're going to talk about all about the dumb things I did this week, and then we're going to talk about how to make them actually really, really beautiful things. But first, I have to tell you, I've been getting feedback on Healthy Hustle, and it's all wonderful and amazing and lovely. And I tell you that because Healthy Hustle class costs $29 and kicks ass and helps you plan for your year, but also regardless of the calendar year for your business life. And it puts a lot of things in perspective. And I share my numbers from the last 3 years, right down to the fucking penny. And I tell you all about what's worked and what hasn't, and what's been good and what hasn't been good, and about how I manage and struggle with my depression as I'm running my business. Though that isn't the exclusive reason to purchase it, it can be really helpful to build what you know to be your rhythms into your business cycle. So like, yeah, it's February. This is not the time for like crushing it or going to 42 conferences or it's just acknowledging your rhythms, getting in touch with them, and then, you know, making magic based on when you have the most energy and the most time and the most money, and you make more money that way. So go check it out, brandcampblog.com/hustle. That's H-U-S-T-L-E. And somebody told me they hate the word hustle, but they don't mind it when I use it. And I was like, yeah, I get it. I just wanted like the words healthy and hustle going together just don't go together. But hustling, I get it. Fine. Just trust me on this one. Just go to brandcampblog.com/hustle, pick that shit up, and report back. Okay, so now I want to tell you that I did a dumb thing. I did that thing where you go looking at old acquaintances and you see that based on all online indicators and external factors that you can fathom, that they are kicking your ass in every way possible. Like, oh, your program has like thousands of graduates, meaning you've raked in millions of dollars since I last spoke to you. Neat. Or your empire gets larger and larger, and I can't see anybody on Facebook without seeing your face, and my own influence seems to be the same as it was a few years ago. Like, awesome. I'm so happy for you. The thing is that it's my own freaking fault. Because one, I went looking and then I went comparing because looking amounts to comparing. But two, when I decided I was going to go my own way, which by the way is a free book, brandcampblog.com/join-FYAH, or just click on the sidebar. When I decided I was going to go my own way, I also decided I wasn't going to measure success by the typical standard. So I'm not tracking likes, views, shares, or follows as a measure of Brandcamp's influence. I do not have a press kit on purpose. I've tracked those numbers and the dollars. I've thrown myself into the game of making more dollars, whatever the cost. And I found the whole thing to be the most empty I've ever felt in my whole life, up to and including the times that I have been just at the edge of divorce and then getting a divorce and then is, you know, like horribly depressed. And what's so much worse is to be like, oh, I fucking succeeded at that thing. Oh my God, I did it. I did it. I did it. I don't care. I in no way care that that thing succeeded. So guys, gals, ladies, peeps, friends, occasional teen who stumbles onto this podcast. Hi. I suggest that we start a whole new game. And the game is not how many likes, follows, shares, or views can we get. The game is how much can we give away. Let's stop taking classes based on doubling your motherfucking Instagram following and start looking to our own hearts to mine their depths. Let's ask a new set of questions, ones without definitive answers or six-pillar blueprints. Questions like, how much joy can you bring to your life through your business? How many fucking awesome things can you make? How much time and money can you give away because you want to, not because you're addicted to people pleasing? How much can you help people grow or change or see themselves in a new light? How much fun can you possibly have while also earning a remarkable living? Those are the first questions to be silenced in the race to more and to bigger and to better. And more, bigger, and better are often disguised as specific, direct, and concrete. It's easy to fork over a bunch of money and follow a set of guidelines. You do the worksheets, you watch the videos, you work and work and work and work and work and work and work, and you make all those people who want more followers and more likes and more comments insanely jealous. But What about your heart? What about the small, deep bits of your soul that get left behind or ignored when you round off your own corners in the name of going pro or taking your business to the quote-unquote motherfucking next level? What are you bringing to the table that only you can make? Because it hasn't all been done. Really, it hasn't. There's no other Kristen Kelp with pink hair and a killer sock collection who has had a business program called Dominatrixing and used it to help show clients more of their true selves and then help them show it to others in business while increasing business profits and business joy / satisfaction. Okay? It just hasn't fucking happened ever in the history of the world, and it probably won't ever again. There is no other your name with your need attribute and other killer attribute who has made a thing and used it to do what it is that you do. Maybe you'll end up jealous of those people making millions, and maybe you'll become one of the ones making millions. But me, I don't actually care about those questions, about whether I'm the one making millions or chasing millions or whatever the fuck. I want to give away $1 million before my time on Earth is up. $1 million motherfucking dollars. Okay, that's a lot. It's the biggest, highest, most fun goal I can dream up, and it might take a lifetime to achieve. I'm okay with that. And for real, that's my goal. It's not arbitrary. That's not, oh, that's fun, you're going to forget about that. No, it's huge and it's fun and it's lovely and it's light. And it means more to me than 1 million social media followers ever could. By my calculations, I am 2.6% of the way there. Yeah, I'm like $26,000-ish of the way there. But shut up, man. I am doing it. I am crushing it-ish. So today, I challenge you to think about finding a goal that is worth giving your life to and that is likely to open your heart so freaking wide that only dreams bigger than you ever imagined possible can find their way in. So fuck doubling your Instagram following and fuck 6-pillar platforms. Those are only interesting insofar as they help to open your heart to make you a more joyous human being and to unlock those bits of yourself that aren't just possible when you're like more. Yes, fine, more. But let's change the question to what can you give away? What can you make work for you? What can you bring into the world out of sheer, pure, unadulterated delight? Start there. That's fucking interesting and fascinating. And if you want to talk to me or tell me what you want to do or how you want to do it, I'm motherfucking listening. Brandcamponline@gmail.com. I'm at brandcampblog.com. You can click the contact form. And I'm on the Instagram at kkalp, which is K-K-A-L-P. You can talk to me. You can tag me. I am so happy to play with you on Instagram, where I'm really bad at selling things and I pretty much just play. So suck it. So what is it that you want to do that's way bigger than likes or followers or tweets or any of those things? What do you want to do that surpasses money or that encompasses money but is really, really interesting to you? Because you weren't born to pay bills and die, nor were you born to like just earn millions and then shut yourself up in a yacht somewhere drinking champagne all day. Sorry, dude. Those are not interesting choices. So what were you born to do? And how can you make it a game to get yourself out there and doing it? Again, I am not fucking lying when I say I want to hear from you. So talk to me. My emails from people who listen to the podcast are, I have to say, my very favorite. So don't tell anybody else, but it's completely true. So go out there. Tell me your goal. Share it with me. Make it public. Share it with people. And let's see how much we can give away, and let's make it a really fucking fun game, and let's stop worrying about our Instagram following, because I think that would be pretty fucking remarkable. I will see you next week, guys. Have a good one.